This is the Glass City Shards Baseball Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to a beautiful day for baseball here at Bill Biv DeVoe Stadium. I'm Gib Hansen, along with Eddie Pepper. Top of the inning now as the visiting Johnstown Donkeys come to the plate. First up is the right fielder, Jimmy Enemy. Enemy hitting 285 with 19 round trippers this season. He takes strike one from pitcher Pete Hurler. Once again, we'd like to thank professional juggler Johnny Bozo for dropping by the broadcast booth last inning.
Gib, he is very, very good with the whole juggling thing.
Yes, but I still say jugglers don't go over too well on the radio.
Really? That's surprising, because like I said, I thought he was a real good juggler.
There's a ball outside to Enemy, 1-1.
I know many of the ball players these days enjoy watching jugglers in their spare time. I really like it when they juggle something funny, like saws or cats.
That is good to know. Here's the pitch from Hurler, and Enemy pops it up. Easy play for shortstop Pee Wee Little. One away. That brings up the number 6 hitter, Tommy Foe.
Foe is just coming back from the disabled list. He shot himself in the face a few weeks back while cleaning a slingshot.
That is hard to do.
Yeah, it took a rock right between the peepers.
Ouch. Well, I know the Donkeys are glad to have him back. His teammates really enjoy looking at his collection of erotic dinnerware.
Those long road trips can get lonely.
First pitch to Tommy Foe. He slaps it down the third base line. Andy Hoover gobbles it up and makes the big throw to first baseman Tony Beef. And there are two down. Say, fans, don't forget this Friday is Business Voice Night at the ballpark. Business Voice will help the first 3,000 marketing directors through the gates keep their jobs by providing them with cost-effective point-of-entry marketing services. Visit businessvoice.com for more details. Next up for the visiting Johnstown Donkeys, third baseman Paul Adversary. He's a 271 hitter with 65 RBIs and a 6-game Bean Bowl streak.
Yeah, he needs to work on his ducking.
Hurler winds and throws. An Adversary lines a rope into center field, but Willie Johnson is there to make a nice knee-high catch. Hot dog, that was a fine snag. And that'll do it for the Donkeys. We're scoreless after 3.5. This is the Glass City Shards Radio Network.
Oh, golly, Marge, household chores have left my hands so dry and chapped.
I know what you mean, Betty. I had a similar problem until I discovered Business Voice Hand Lotion.
Wait a minute. Isn't Business Voice an award-winning point-of-entry audio marketing agency?
That's right. But they also make a fine lotion. Remember last year when I cut my hand off with a paring knife?
I sure do. What a mess.
I just applied Business Voice hand lotion to the exposed bone, and within a few weeks, my hand grew back.
You don't say.
You see, the people at Business Voice know that starfish can regenerate lost limbs, so they add 3 heaping teaspoons of finely ground starfish to every bottle of their lotion.
Gee, Marge, your hand looks as good as new.
And I can play the trombone again. Thanks to Business Voice Hand Lotion.
Yes, ladies, you're sure to delight in the velvety smoothness that is Business Voice Hand Lotion. The only lotion made with finely ground starfish. See the clerk at your favorite cosmetics counter for a sample today. And don't forget to ask about our equally effective on-hold messaging.
This is Glass City Shards Baseball. Now, back to Gib and Eddie.
Bottom of the third now as left fielder Sam Rasputin comes to bat for the Glass City Shards. Sammy was the big hero in last night's game when he caught a greased pig that was running around in the outfield.
They're hard to keep a hold of.
There's a strike on the outside corner.
Sammy's got those good hands and that great speed. If he weren't playing ball, he could have a nice career catching pigs.
A lot of opportunity with that kind of work. Here comes the 0-1. And Sammy hammers this one like a big nail. Oh, my. That ball just got its feelings hurt. Sam Rasputin launches it over the right field fence and puts the Shards up 1-0.
And that Glass City Shards home run has been brought to you by Business Voice, the friendly folks with the point-of-entry marketing solutions for your company. Visit businessvoice.com.
Sammy swings that bat like he's got a serious bone to pick with somebody, doesn't he?
Yeah, boy, he surely does. He surely does.
That brings up number 24, catcher Gabe Cotter. Cotter the Squatter, as he's known around these parts.
And you know, Gib, they don't call him the Squatter because he's a catcher.
Oh, no?
Nah, it's because he's living in a shack on some government land just south of town.
I did not know that. There's ball one to Cotter. Good to have a bunch of folks from the Glass City Society for the Colorblind with us at the ballpark. And we'd like to say happy birthday this afternoon to Gladys Fragile in Rusty Hills. Gladys is 117 years young today. She still enjoys branding cattle, and she's a longtime fan of Shards Baseball.
Boy, that is something, isn't it?
Sure is.
117 years. I think there's a dirt road in town that old, but not much else.
Donkey pitcher Rick Rival rocks and fires, and Cotter hits a high chopper to short. Enrique Sabatour waits on it, picks it out of the air, and throws over to first to get the lumbering Cotter.
Gabe Cotter has got to learn to drop the bat before he takes off for first. It's really slowing him down.
The fundamentals are so important. One away now as Jack Johnson steps into the box. Johnson hitting .256, 19 stolen bases on the year.
And as we all know by now, Jack Johnson is terrified of birds, and he'll scream like a little girl if one flies by.
That's always fun to hear. Johnson squares to bunt at the first pitch, and he lays down a beauty. Catcher Roger Bad Guy out of his crouch to field the ball. Bad Guy fires a bullet down to first, just in time to get the speedy Jack Johnson. Two down now. This portion of Glass City Shards Baseball brought to you by Business Voice. For details on comprehensive point-of-entry audio marketing services, visit businessvoice.com. And by the House of Stacks, the area's premier pancake parlor.
Love their bottomless syrup.
Right fielder Freddie Butter is the batter, and there's no better batter than Butter these days. Freddie hitting .675 with 17 home runs in the last six games.
Must be the steroids.
Rick Rival's first pitch to Butter is high for ball one.
Freddie from a little town called Bone, Alabama, and in the offseason he enjoys whittling.
Butter stands in. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's knocked high into center field. But Miguel Opposicion is under it. He makes the two-handed grab, and that'll do it for the Shards. One run on one big hit. The score, the Glass City Shards 1, the Johnstown Donkeys nothing.